of the Mishnah, ein moitzin zizun gestorot l'rishus harabim. You have no right to have beams sticking out from your house going over the l'rishus harabim. So you have to cut it down. Omalei, but the person said back to Rav Ami, what are you telling me? For hamar nami islei, you also have a beam sticking out in front of your house. So why are you any better than me? So he answered back, yes. Didi lemavoyu mafik, my beam is only sticking out to the movi, to the alleyway, not to Rishus Rabin. It's like private property. And by me, b'nei movi mochlin kaboyi, the b'nei movi will mochel. They let me do it, they don't mind. Everybody there knows I put it out, and the old gave me permission, that's why I have a right to do it. But the doch, but by you, or gab the doch, but by you, Rishus Rabin mafik, you have your beam sticking out into Rishus Rabin. If so, man mochel gaboch, who's Michael for you? But Rabbi Shas Rabin, they can't give you permission. Most probably there will always be people that will not like it or disturb them. Therefore, you have to take away your beam. Rabbi Yanai Hevele Elon, he had a tree. Hanoitel Rabbi Shas Rabin. It was growing in his chotzer, but the branches were going over into Rabbi Shas Rabin. He had one tree. Hevele Yehu Gav was another man there. Hevele Nami Elon Hanoitel Rabbi Shas Rabin. The second man also had a tree that the branches were going over into Rishus Rabin. Now also B'nai Rishus Rabin had become Akvilayu. The B'nai Rishus Rabin were complaining to the second man, listen, your tree, the branches that are hanging over to Rishus Rabin are bothering us, get rid of it. So also they came to Rabbi Yana, they came in front of Rabbi Yama to complain, listen, this person's tree is bothering us. Oh my lord, so Rabbi Yana told him like this, like Rabbi Yana was afraid to answer, because he himself also had a tree over the Rishus Rabin. So he told them like this, listen, Zilidna, go away today, but the Sulamacha, come back tomorrow. Sulamacha, come back tomorrow. Balayla, that night, Shod the Kitsaya Lehud did the day, and that night he had cut down his tree. So Rabbi Yanai first took care of his own tree. Lamacha tomorrow, also Lekaimei, that person came in front of Rabbi Yanai. Omale, Rabbi Yanai told him, Zilkites, listen, go and cut down your tree. The people in the Rishus Rabim are complaining, or at least cut down the branches that are hanging over into the Rishus Rabim. You're bothering them. They have a right to complain. You have to take it away. You're disturbing them. Or Malaysia, the person said back to Rabbi Yanai, listen, but you also have a tree. The branches are hanging over to the Rishus Rabim. Or Malaysia, Rabbi Yanai said to him, listen, Zilchazoy, listen, go look at my tree. E koitz didi, koitz didoch. If my tree is cut down your tree. If my tree is not cut down, then let's talk about that. You don't have to cut down yours. So the guy looked and saw his tree was cut down, Rabbi Yanai, so he cut down his own tree. Now the shallow is, Mikoro my sover, Lipsaif my sover. Like how can Rabbi Yanai at the beginning, before this Meister, how come he let his tree, his branches, go over into Rishus Rabin? Like if he held you're not allowed to do it, why did he first let it happen? So Maran says, Mikoro sover, at the beginning, Rabbi Yanai thought, I'm doing something good for them. The fact that my branches are going over into Rishus Rabin. The Yasvi Betulei, that they could sit in shade. People like to sit down in Rishus Rabin, it's sunny. So it's good to have a branch that's coming over to give you shade. So at the beginning of Yanai thought it's good what I'm doing. I'm helping out the B'nai Rishus Rabin. But now, Kivon the Chozo the Komakvi, but now that he saw that the people from the Rabin, B'nai Rishus Rabin, were complaining about this person's tree, that his branches were hanging over the Rishus Rabin, so he saw now it's doing damage. If so, show the Kitsayu. Therefore, now Rabbi Yanai sent his cutters to cut down the tree. So Samar Stalias, Vilei Malei, why didn't Rabbi Yanai answer him right away? The Shaila came to Rabbi Yanai first. So first Rabbi Yanai said, go away, come back tomorrow, and he wanted to cut down his own tree first. Question is why? Mara's question, Vilei Malei, Zil Kosti Doch, Vod Ekos Didi, why did he tell that person, listen, first you go cut down yours, and then I'll cut down mine. So Mara says, that's not right. Mishum the Rash Lakish, because we're Rash Lakish Darshans. The Yoma, the Pasuk in Svanya says, His Kaishishu, Va Kaishu. That means, Kishrit Asmacha, first purify yourself like, the Yachaka Kishrit Acherim. And then you'll take care of purifying other people. In other words, you always have to take care of yourself first. So if you have something wrong, first be mistaken yourself, and then you'll be mistaken other people. Therefore, first he wanted to cut down his own tree before he gave the halacha, he gave the psak that person should also cut down his tree. Then the Mishnah says, Avlim rotza kainis atech shaloy yamaitzi. If you want to have a beam sticking out into a shus rabin, so what you have to do is you have to bring your house further into your rishus, And then those amos outside your house that still belongs to you, in those amos you could stick out a beam. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Iboilu, konas, let's say first you move your house back 10 amos into your own reshus, and you did not stick out the beam though. Is mal shayach of yotzi? What's going to be if later on you have a right to stick out your beam? Are you allowed to do it or not? Shabbam says, Yivoylu konas, v'terf shaloi, v'loi hoitzi yachshav zizin, that first you made your house further in your own chotzer, in order at that time you wanted to stick out beams in front of your chotzer, but you didn't get around to do it. So, ma'ashi yachshav yoytzi l'achaz man, later on next year, are you still allowed to stick out your beams? Rabban Niyamir, do we say, the ritual of Nevishas Rabbim? No, that since up until now you let Nevishas Rabbim use the property in front of your house. So it's like you gave it over to them. If so, you lost your rights to put out a beam. Or maybe no, even though you let them use it, but you always know it's still your reshus. And any time you want to stick out the beams, you allow to stick out your beams in front of your house, because it's over your own possession. So that's the question. Yes, allowed to. The property is still yours. Even a year later, you allow to stick out your beams. Once you brought in, came in, and you did not put out your beams, but you let the Rishus Rabbim use that property, it's like you gave up the Rishus there, you can't get it back. You can't put out beams now. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yimri, Abatachlipo, Asav Lecho, I'll explain to you like this. I'll look a little bit different. That Lehoitzi, Kuliyam Lepligi Demoitzi. Everybody agrees that if he wants to put out his beam now, he's allowed to. Lemaitzi, he first built his house inwards in his own property, he allowing himself a few amis outside in front of his house that belongs to him. So any times he wants to put out beams there, he's allowed to stick out beams. Ki pligu is the machlekes lahachsek solin l'makayimam. That's the machlekes over here. If later on, two things. First of all, you decide later on not to stick out the beams, and therefore you would like to now extend your house. You want to stick out again your front dining room another 20 feet out. You want to use your property again. That was the shayla. Ki pligu lahachsek solin l'makayimam. Could you now extend your house further out? And the yipchit itma, learn just the opposite. You're not allowed to extend your house anymore. For shloka shama machti, you're allowed to. What's the slora? Rabbi no marayne machti can't extend your shus anymore. Why? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. The yom Rabbi Yehuda made sorry any type of a path. Shechzikur by rabbim, that the rabbim started to use that path. Even though it's through a shus ayochet, even though it's through your property. But once the rabbim started to use it for a pair, they started to walk through there, is also the kalkula. You're not allowed to take it back anymore. Here also, once these 10 amos in front of your house, you are not makbid at the beginning and you let the b'nei rishus rabbim walk through there. So if so, they made a path out of it. The lachar is, even though it's your property, you have no right to stop them. So now you're not allowed to extend your house further out. You can't take away their road. Resh lakash shama no ma'achzir. You're allowed to return. You're allowed to extend your house. I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when do I say you can't take away that path? Hechad leka ravcha, when there's no space. Like if that's the only path I have to go through, you can't take away that road. But hocha ika ravcha, here there's plenty of road. Like there's a whole Rishus Rabbim in front of you. It just happened to be at the beginning you were nice, and you didn't care that they came in front of your house. But now that you want your property back, it's not a problem you're taking away the Rishus from them. Like you're not taking away the Rishus. There's plenty of room in the Rishus Rabbim. Just they came into your Rishus, you have a right to get back your Rishus. Then the Mishnah says, Lakeach Chotzer. Let's say you bought a Chotzer, or Vos Dizin Gustarios, and your house has now already beams sticking out, or porches sticking out over the Shus Rabbim, Harei Bechaskosai. That we say you let it keep it there. Bechaskosai means most probably the Meicher also first moved in his house into his own property, and the beam is over his own Rishus. So therefore, even though Lakeach does not know about this, if we say Tanina Lakeach, most probably since the Meicher did it, he did it Rishus. Amarafuna. Nofla. Let's say the house falls down. Nofla. Chayzra b'naisa. You have a right to build it back again. Yeah. And the Shbam says it means, loyti zizik v'atchila. Like if you bought a house that has its beams sticking out, and then the house caves down, you're allowed to build it up again and also put the beams back out again. Like it's because cost it belongs to you. Meisri, I have a question. It says, alocha, ein misayodin. You're not allowed to be misayodin. Rashi says, bias. Mishum ovo beis hamigdash. Out after the churban of beis hamigdash, zeich lemigdash, supposed to act in your house. You're not supposed to build your house so nice. It's not to be misided and put like lime. V'yei mechayor, you can't put, Tzuras Rashbam says, Shetza b'tzid, you can't put imprints in the walls with the lime. V'yei mefayachin, Rashi Tzuras Shemini Tzivoynim, stand make nice drawings on the walls.
Yeah.
Bizman is there, and after the Chubba, the Beis Hamikdash, you know how to do these things. What's going to be, Loka Chotzi, you bought a Chotzi though, Mitzuyedis, that has already the lime there, Mechayoros has already the engravements there, Mefayachet, that has already the nice pictures on it, as a raise of the Cheskosoi, that you're allowed to keep it, must probably was done, the Cheskosoi, it was done the heter. But no flaw, once the house caves down, ain't a Chesu Bernoisoi, you're not allowed to rebuild it with these things. So who received, even though first it was a Cheskosoi, it was Mutter, but once the fall done, you're not allowed to. It's Ram Tzadalmo, Kol Binyan, Shein, Rishoy, Lassas, Bathilo, Him Hoyeloi, Vinofle, and a Chesu Bernoi, you're not allowed to do it over again. See, it's a question, how come these beams, if you're not allowed to stick it out, how come now you could put it over again? So Mura says, I'll tell you, Isur Shani, can't bring your proof in this halacha. Here it's a Nisim Mishum Chuzdech Lechurim in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do these things to your house. Now she says, Isur Shani Yezeka. Now she now is Sugi, it's not a Shal of Issa, it's only a Shal of you being a Mazik or not. So Mazik, that's a Shal more or less of Dina Mumnis. So therefore here we say, since you have a Chazoka, that the first one owned the Rishus and it belonged to him, you're not doing any Isla, you're not doing any Mazik, it's Mutter. Turn around, we'll learn like this. These halachas about Zech Lechurban, the Beis HaMikdash, Gemaran Shabbos, that lo yisa da adem es beisai, if you sin, and now let us put lime around your house. The iniru by chol, the mix it up though with dirt, with sand, or tevin, or with straw, Mutter. Then it's Mutter. It's only pure white lime, that's too nice. If you do an Erev boy choil, if you mix in some cement, harezer tachsid, the also, the opposite. If you put some sand inside the lime, so the lime, that only makes it better. Rashbam says, binyin chosik v'toy, it makes the stronger binyin. V'yapapisha mashchir ksas osar, even though it's a little bit black, but so what? You're only making it better, it still has the yisra, putting this nice white lime, that's awesome. Tevin mutter, but if you add straw into it, that ruins it, there it's mutter. Tana Rabbonim, Keshe Chorav HaBayis B'Shniyah. When the second Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Rabbo Prushin B'Yisrael, there were a lot of people that were Purush, stopped eating. Shaloi Lechol Bosa, they did not want to eat meat anymore. B'Shloi Lishtos Yen, they didn't want to eat, drink wine anymore. Yalzech Lechurban, the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't feel it was right to eat meat or to drink wine. Is Nitzvah Lehem of Yeshua. Yeshua started to become close with them, started to talk with them. Omer Lehem, he said to them like this, Bni, how come you're not eating or drinking wine, eating meat? Omer Lehem, they said back, Nechel Bosa, shall we eat meat now? Shememenu makrivin agabim mizbeach, that then they used to bring kabonis from meat. The Yachshav Bota, now we don't have any kabonis. Nishte Yain, shall I drink wine now? Shemenaschin agabim mizbeach, then they used to pour the wine agabim mizbeach. The Yachshav Bota, now we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So Alzeich Lechurban, they didn't see it was right to drink wine. Omelev, so Yeshua said to them, Imkein and so, Lechem Lanechel, don't eat any more bread. Shekva Botla Menachos. Menachos is made from flour, so don't eat bread anymore. So Mara says, Efshev Aperis. So they said, okay, we'll do a talk, we'll only eat pears, we won't eat meat, we won't drink wine, we won't eat bread, we'll live on pears and fruits. So Yeshua said, no, listen, Teres Lanechel, you can't eat fruits either. Shekva Botla Bikurim. They don't bring Bikurim anymore. And this man based minish from the fruits, they used to bring Bikurim. So he says, Efshu Feres Acherim. You know what? Enechanami will stop eating the Shibas Haminim, and will only eat the other type of fruits. You only bring Bikurim from the Shibas Haminim. The other fruits that are not Shaitan Bikurim, those are the fruits that will only eat. Alright, turn over. So far they were Purish, the only thing they wanted to eat was only different type of fruits. But Yeshua still said, listen, Mayim lo nishtim, so you can't drink any water either. Shekva botol nisach hamayim, we don't have any more nisach hamayim. On this shosko they kept quiet. No, they saw that they can't do. So Omer lehem, Yeshua said to them, Bini, boyu v'yoyim lechem, shle lisabol kolika. I want to tell you now, you don't have to do this altogether. You don't have to make this gzeri altogether. Why? Because they say like this. So the Sabbath Kolikya Yefsha. Shekva Nigzur Gzeira. Shekva Nigzur Gzeira. Churbin. But it's chayvul esam, but the sieve sees to out to mesayis kol mesamblem aleihem. That knows like this. To say not to be mesamble at all, that I can't tell you. Because there is an Indian to feel avelis over Yerushalayim. Lesabu yoyisim idai, but to have avelis too much like you are doing now, yesha, that also you can't do. Shein gerizum gzeiro la tzibur limkei mer betzibur chayon lamed bo. We can't make gzeiros over the tzibur unless the rope of the tzibur could hold with. So to make such gzeiros like you're doing, not to drink wine or not to eat meat, that's too much. You see, the pasuk says, b'nei ratem norim with curse, will curse you, b'yoyisi yatem koi b'magoi kuloi. Mashmi, you have to put the gzeiros upon the whole nation. And that we can't do. So therefore, elo raza kachom rachomim. This is the way the chomim made the gzeiro, al zech lechurban the base of that sadodim as beisay besid, if you want to put lime over your house, or mishayah by davamuit, but you have to leave over one small portion of it. The kama, how much? Amar Reb Yosef, amal amal. An amal and amal, you have to leave over. That's the meaning some people have in the house. When they paint the house, they leave over one amal by an amal that they did not paint, zecha le beis hamikdash. An amar Reb Chizda, k'neged ha-pesach. This place that you leave blank, you don't have it painted, that should be k'neged ha-pesach. As soon as you come into the house, right away you should be nikah to see the zecha le-churban le beis hamikdash. Oy sa'adam ko sorach yisudi. You're allowed to make a big sudi if you want. Or meshaya devamut, but leave over something. Don't need something, zecher, or don't have something, zecher lechurbin. Nahi, what is it? A mapapa kisa de harsna. A good fish dish. Rashi's karash, shomaychal dogim, a tugna mishmona meselis. That leave over, zecher lechurbin. Oy si isha kotach shitel. She can make all type of makeup. Or meshayeres devamut, leave over something. Nahi, what kind of jewelry she should leave over? Or marab, bas tzoda. Rashi's temple, shogilas, losad shom, lahashasorum. Used to shave off like the hair, the far hair, so that they shouldn't do. Shinema, the pasuk says, "Emeshkachechi Yerushalayim tishkach yemini tidbak l'shen lechichi." In other words, we should never forget Yerushalayim. Zmar explains, "Ma aroysim chosi." What does it mean? Aroysim chosi. Omer Rav Yitzchok, "The efa makla." That's ashes. Sheb rosh chasanim. That you're supposed to put ashes by the chasna on the forehead of the chasim. And Omer Rav Popula Baya Hechim Onachle. Where do we put these ashes? The Mokum Tfilim, she put on top of his head, the Mokum he puts the Tfilim. That should also be Zechel Churban Beit Hamikdash. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Losum Lavoli Tzion, Losses Lemper Tacha Sefer. So we should put Tacha Sefer means though, but there should be, it means Tfilin, Tacha Sefer, underneath the Efer. Mashma the Efer that we use for Zechel Beit Hamikdash should be the Mokum Tfilim. And the Cholam Mesabal al Yerushalayim, whoever Taki is really Mekayim the Tinyan of Avelis over Yerushalayim, is Zoyche v'Roye b'Sim Chosoy. He'll be Zoyche mit Hashem to see the Binyan b'Sim Midish HaShlishi. Shinem the Apostolic says, Simchu es Yerushalayim. Be happy with Yerushalayim. Tanya we learned, Omer Eli Shmuel ben Elisha, Meyoyim Shechorav b'Sim Midish. Once the b'Sim Midish was Chorav, Dinu, really, it's a svara. Shenigzer al atzmenu, we should make a gzer upon ourselves, really. Shle lecho bosa, we shouldn't eat meat anymore. For the lishtos yain, really, we shouldn't drink wine anymore. So because it's like we said before, we don't have the karbonis anymore, we don't have the yain anymore. Ela, the reason why the rabbonim did not make this gzera, ela eng goizrin gzera al atzibur, helim kem roiv tzibur chel lamed bo. We don't make a gzera on the tzibur unless most people could withhold. And this is something that the tzibur can't withhold. Therefore, we didn't make the gzeira. But there is such an Indian, always remember Zechel Yerushalayim. She always has something Zechel Churban. Umiyoyim sheposhto Malchus Rosha. Once the Malchus Rosha came, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, she goes aleinu gzeiras rois. They made big gzeiras upon us for koshois. For about telesimenu Torah, they stopped us from learning Torah mitzvot. V'yemenachos son likonos l'svui haben. They don't let us have a suah ben. They don't let us make a bris. They don't let us make rashes mila. Or the yamrilan son fill yeshua ben. They don't let you make a pigeon aben. Is really dinu the Torah should be shenigzal atzmenu shlalis isha, that we should not get married anymore. Or the hurled bonim to have children, because we can't make a bris mila.